We have a question dealing with eternal life, and let me just simply read this. This was an email I received. Christ was asked several times in the Gospels, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Is turning from the apostasy we were raised in enough to obtain eternal life? In other words, is believing the truth enough? Looking at it from another angle, if Christ didn't die to pay my penalty so I can go to heaven, how do I get there? That's a good question. I was just recently watching a movie, The Jesus Revolution, I think is the name of it. But you see Calvary Chapel and Chuck Smith out in California, and all these hippies come to his church, and they come in, you know, no shoes and dressed in jeans, and they all have problems in their lives. And then you have his regular church members, and the regular church members were becoming offended at these kids, these hippies coming in with the long hair and so on. All the hippies had their Bibles, and they're all sitting there, you know, lifting up their Bible and singing praise to God and all of this. But some of the other people were offended, and they left. The regulars, some of them left. Most of them stayed. And as I'm watching that, I thought, you know, this is the problem in our country concerning the churches and salvation. In our churches, we need to have a time of praise and singing, giving testimonies. That needs to be a part of what we do every week. But there's a part that seems to have been left out, and that is teaching. Do we really need to be taught? Is that really important that we go through teaching? I mean, all these hippies are in here with their Bibles, and they're all singing praise to God. They believe in God. They believe in Jesus. They're out proclaiming the love of God. What's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with that. But I want to read a verse to you, and this is found in Ephesians 2:5. Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sin, He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. He has made us, raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies with Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Okay. What is the gift of God? What did he just say was the gift of God? Let me read it again. Verse 8. For by grace, God showing you grace, are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. What is not of yourself? It's the faith. Faith, that faith is not of yourself. The faith is a gift of God. Now, why do I say that? Because, remember in Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Who's going to hear without a preacher? 1 Peter 1:9. receiving the end or the completion of your faith is the salvation of your soul. For by God's grace are you being saved, are you saved through faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. And that is not of yourself. You don't just pick up this Bible and start putting your own meaning to it. God will put someone in your life who can teach you and help to perfect your faith. And the completion of your faith, 1 Peter 1:9, is the salvation of your soul. Salvation is a gift through faith. Faith is what you're being taught. Remember, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. It's wonderful to see people praising God. But when they don't know who they are praising or what happened on that cross, they're not being saved. Salvation is the completion of your faith. So, yes, we have been in apostasy. What we have been told is bogus. And I can remember being in the hospital. I'd just come to the Lord. And I probably wasn't, a month, 2 months old in the Lord. And I was in the hospital, and a guy from my church came to visit me. And he was praising God and talking about how wonderful our salvation is. And I said, wow, this salvation is wonderful, but I feel like I need to do something. Immediately, he responds, oh, no. You don't do anything. Oh, no, this is a gift. Well, I'm sure he was basing it on Ephesians, what we just read. Salvation is a gift, but the faith that saves you is also a gift. And if you can only understand that God, there's only one God, 1 Corinthians 8:6, that God brought forth His Son, and so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son to you. Then if we can see Jesus as being actually the Son of God, born in eternity past, if you can see that, then when this Jesus comes into your heart, He brings with Him the love of God, the love of a Father, which the Trinity can't do. And that's why greater is He that's in you than He that's in them, He that's in the world. Because they don't understand He's the Son of God. And they can't bring the love of the Father. And if we can see the Father and the Son and understand what's going on that cross where Jesus died to redeem us from iniquity, there is a process we go through of working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It isn't simply go to church and take your Bible and sing. All of that's good, but without instruction, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And remember, He will tell them to depart, and they'll say, but haven't we done many wonderful things? Haven't we prophesied in your name? Yes, but I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Understanding iniquity and the reason the man died, who is he and why did he die, are essential for your salvation. And it's coming out of the apostasy that will help you see those truths. If you remain in the churches, you're not going to make it. Because they have their creed, and they don't want anybody disrupting the normal flow of things. So you have got to learn to hate father, mother, sister, brother, not hate them as people, hate the lies that they're telling you to try to keep you from growing in your knowledge of God. Remember, Jesus did not die to pay your sin debt. Titus 2:14, he died to redeem us from iniquity, and iniquity is all we have heard all of our lives. Even then, when you come and give your life to God, if you're in a universal church, you're still being told iniquity. We need to be redeemed from iniquity. Your salvation is the completion of your faith. And I hope this answers your question.